Well, this is a wonderful Thursday morning. Beloved, it's great to be able to share God's word with you. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 through 12. Today's reading includes a brief account of how, around 1,000 years earlier, Israel's ancestors, that would be the family of Jacob, grandson of Abraham, had gone to live in Egypt. And you can read about that in Genesis chapter 46, verses 1 through 4. The Israelite people were treated as slaves in Egypt, but the Lord saved them. Centuries later, Assyria defeated the northern kingdom of Israel, and then Babylonia captured the southern kingdom of Judah. But now, Jerusalem is summoned to rise up and celebrate God's promise to rescue the people and free them from captivity. Today's saving word is encouragement, and let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 52. Jerusalem, be strong and great again. Holy city of God, clothe yourself with splendor. The heathen will never enter your gates again. Shake yourself free, Jerusalem. Rise from the dust and sit on your throne. Undo the chains that bind you, captive people of Zion. The sovereign Lord says to his people, when you became slaves, no money was paid for you. In the same way, nothing will be paid to set you free. When you went to live in Egypt as foreigners, you did so of your own free will. Assyria, however, took you away by force and paid nothing for you. And now in Babylonia, the same thing has happened. You are captives, and nothing was paid for you. Those who rule over you boast and brag and constantly show contempt for me. The in time to come, you will acknowledge that I am God and that I have spoken to you. How wonderful it is to see a messenger coming across the mountains, bringing good news, the news of peace. He announces victory and says to Zion, your God is king. Those who guard the city are shouting together for joy. They can see with their own eyes the return of the return of the Lord to Zion. Break into shouts of joy, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord will rescue his city and comfort his people. The Lord will use his holy power. He will save his people, and all the world will see it. Be sure to leave Babylonia. All you that carry the temple equipment, touch no forbidden thing. Keep yourselves holy and leave. This time you will not have to leave in a hurry. You will not be trying to escape. The Lord your God will lead you and protect you on every side. Today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 52, verse 10. The Lord will use his holy power. He will save his people, and all the world will see it. You know, this is the good news that we're talking about. The good news is God's children, Israel, returning to Israel from every corner of the world, taken into captivity by Assyria and then by Babylon, but now under God's guiding and guarding hand, bringing them back safely to Jerusalem. And with all that we see going on in the world today, that time could be not only very soon, but just around the corner. Let us pray. God of power and might, thank you for your faithfulness and for leading me each day and sheltering me with your protecting love. I rejoice and I shout for joy and praise you for your good news of salvation and steadfast care. Well, once again, our 5 minutes has come to an end, beloved. Join us tomorrow as we will be in Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 30, where the Apostle Paul, writing from a jail cell, shares the good news about Christ. Until then, God bless. Keep looking up, as they used to say in the first century church, Maranatha, our Lord is coming quickly. We will see you tomorrow.